Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Nestled at the ocean's edge and surrounded by mountains, the first ever Seward Salmon and Song Festival kicked off the season with a vibrant mix of music, food, and fun. Produced by Salmon Fest and Miller's Landing, the two-day event caught the eyes of many Alaskans. Several wore colorful costumes and campers set up outside the festival grounds. The lineup featured lively performances, including folk artist Martin Kerr and the bluegrass band The Brothers Comatose. With various food trucks, local vendors, a bustling beer garden, and a yoga session, the festival offered something for everyone.
I love it. I love how everyone's dressed up and having a good time and dancing to the music.
That was Jelani, one of the many vendors participating in the event. The festival is the first of many years to come, with Assistant Director of Salmon Fest, David Stearns, saying they've already started planning next year's Seward Salmon and Song Festival.
We're hoping to do it for a long time and have it be kind of a boon for the local economy and the people of Seward.
The governor has vetoed House Bill 57. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson with more.
House Bill 57, which started as a cell phones and schools bill, is now poised for a potential veto override vote after Governor Mike Dunleavy formally vetoed legislation on Monday. The governor's action on the bill, which lawmakers have repeatedly referred to as a compromise, came not long before midnight deadline for vetoing the bill or signing it into law. As written, HB 57 provides a $700 boost to the base student allocation, bringing that per student funding amount to a total of $6,660. Governor Dunleavy said in part the bill lacks sufficient education policy reform necessary to improve student outcomes.
The moment you agree on a large chunk of change, the conversation is over. It's not like the education establishment is running me over to get to good policy. It's the opposite.
A veto override vote for HB 57 could take place as early as Tuesday morning. In this case, 40 of the 60 lawmakers would have to vote during a joint session in favor of an override in order for that override to go through. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
A woman and her dog are recovering after they were trampled by a moose. Anchorage police say it happened Friday evening at Kincaid Park, where they were injured by the animal on an unpaved trail. Officers helped them to the parking lot where they were evaluated for non-life-threatening injuries. There's no word on what led the moose to trample the victims. The new Boys and Girls Club campus is open in Kenai. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
The new Royce and Melba Roberts Boys and Girls Club campus in Kenai officially had a ribbon cutting over the weekend, marking a major milestone for youth in the Central Peninsula. The long-planned project includes a child care center, gymnasium, and kitchen, with a new main clubhouse set to debut in August. Jeff Delifka, board president of the Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula, says the campus has been decades in the making and represents a shift for the community from a place young people leave to a place they want to stay.
I feel like with this project, plus the grand opening, the Slotna Fieldhouse coming sooner, that hopefully we can start to reverse that trend and a lot more of our young people will come back and want to live here. Just the quality of life and the opportunity that these new facilities are going to give to them.
The facility is open to all kids regardless of income, and rental options for the gym and clubhouse are part of a financial sustainability plan. The club is also inviting the public to join its Dream Builders for Youth campaign, which offers donors the chance to be permanently recognized on the campus donor wall while supporting programs that impact hundreds of local children. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.